Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
On today's Going In Raw News Brief, we're going to try to figure out the huge surprise AEW has in store for us tonight, preview this week's edition of Dynamite and NXT, but first, we learn that Booker T isn't a fan of social media hashtags. Larson, what's in the news?
What's in the news? Well, following a loss to Lacey Evans this past Friday on SmackDown, the hashtag Naomi Deserves Better started trending, and during the most recent Hall of Fame podcast, Booker T let it be known that he is not a fan of WWE Universe taking to social media to advocate for their favorite wrestlers, in this case, Naomi. Transcripts courtesy of Fightful. This is what Booker T had to say. Naomi deserves a chance. They can go to hell with all these hashtags.
Wow.
I'm tired of hearing about them. Nobody deserves a chance. You have to earn a chance and your spot on the roster. This is not some kind of movement just to pull somebody up just because. I hate to say this because I like Naomi, but as far as the business goes, you get it on your merit alone. There is no buddy system. Well, such and such has a buddy and that's why they're doing it. That may be true, but life is not fair. Sometimes you have to make your own breaks and rise to the occasion when no one else thought you could. It may not happen overnight. No one expected me to become a six-time champion, but my persistence of going out there performing better than all those suckers in the locker room, and they knew it, and the fans saw something
different. I didn't see that part. All those suckers in the locker room. Continue, I'm sorry.
He continues. That's why I say Naomi deserves better. I don't think it serves her any purpose, people advocating for her in that way. The way that needs to be put out there is her advocating for herself and performing at a high level. When you do that, you cannot be denied. No one will ever say you were given anything. If it happened tomorrow, someone blessed Naomi with the world championship, trust me, it would not feel like she did it on her own. I never would have wanted the world title if it was given to me in that way. Naomi is perhaps the more athletic than every female in that locker room, but psychology and working are two different things. If I had my hands on her for 1 month, Naomi would look at this business a totally different way.
So, you and I are both huge Booker T fans.
One of my favorite wrestlers, especially in the 90s, man.
For sure, yeah. And yeah. I would never say, I think that there's like a kernel of truth here that is completely buried in, for lack of a better term, and I hate even using this term, but boomer ideology, like misunderstanding how communication between fans and companies happen these days, which is hashtags, which is social media.
Yes.
This is no different than a write-in letter campaign, which got Star Trek put back on the air in the late 1960s.
If you talk just more recently, fan campaigns, if you will, it wasn't Give Divas a Chance.
Give Divas a Chance.
That made quite a difference.
There are no fans in attendance right now, and I don't know if they would be doing this, but like Daniel Bryan.
Yes, his, I was just about to bring that up.
His ascendance was completely organic, and it forced the WWE. This is how fans speak out and say, hey, this is what we want to see. And they believe that Naomi deserves better than to have her hair tied up in the ropes and then punched out by Lacey Evans.
Well, it's more than that. She shouldn't be in a feud that started with the karaoke showdown.
There is that as well.
The larger issue.
Yeah.
And you know, to say that talent and performance alone will take you to the top. Cesaro should be like a 10-time champion by now if that were the case.
Okay, and I here's the thing too, is that I really marked out when I saw Keith Lee stand in the middle of the ring a week ago and say, there is no such thing as a self-made man. Like, no, you don't get, and this is true, and I'm not saying this,
being like, you know, trying to assume that I know anything about the wrestling business. This is true in every aspect of life.
Yes.
It is entirely like 50% who you know, sometimes more than that. Mm-hmm. And yes, you do need talent. You do need, in wrestling, obviously, a number of things. But so much, dude, even in Booker T's day, it was so much politicking. They refer to themselves as sharks back then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, these days it's McMahon and the brass ring. You got it. You got to, any way you can, you got to seize on that opportunity. Naomi is out there making herself, getting herself over to the extent that people are getting on their phone and saying, man, this needs to change. I want to see more of this person in a better spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And she has improved in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Her presentation is second to none. I'm sorry, but that glow stuff
is,
you want to grab the demographic that you currently have no idea how to grab onto. My five-year-old, whenever Naomi shows up, she is instantly transfixed. And not just for the entrance, throughout the entire match. That's who you want to be grabbing at right now. You have a singular opportunity to do that. And yeah, they're blowing it with Naomi. And that's how people express themselves.
Yep.
The part that I do agree with, though, is that I think that if he was less abrasive with how he's presenting his thoughts on this, I think a wrestler like Naomi probably could. I think any wrestler could learn a lot with Booker T if he had a month with him. I think that's something that it's unfortunate that it has been that he has presented it this way, because if given the opportunity, I think any wrestler could improve their game by learning under Booker T.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's terrific. But there is, I have noticed that with him, and sometimes like Mark Henry, there is that, hey, I'm old. This is how we used to do it, and how you guys do it now, I don't find valid. You know, I've heard conversations like that before, and it's a tried and true tradition with all old people. They all seem to think that their way is better. So
that's true.
I'm hoping, God, Larson, I'm hoping that when I get to be in my 50s and 60s, I'm already in my 40s. Once I'm in my 50s and 60s, I'll say, hey, young kids, however you're doing it, that's the way to do it.
Or more likely to say, kids, however you're doing it, why not try a hashtag? That's how things get done around here.
Exactly. That's how things should get done, a hashtag. Shut up, old man.
Speaking of getting things done, sounds like AEW is trying to get something huge done tonight. During an appearance on the Dan Le Batard show yesterday, AEW world champ John Moxley promised a huge surprise, saying, transcripts are from Wrestling Inc., quote, I'm not going to spoil it. I will tell you. I will give you this information. Tomorrow night on Dynamite, there will be a big surprise, one that made me exceedingly happy, especially for the more hardcore fans who kind of follow the scene around the world. You're going to get a big surprise. And even for casual fans or first-time viewers, it'll be an absolute treat to watch.
All right, man. I think I know what this is. And this is overselling the crap out of it. But I think John Moxley might defend his United States Championship, the New Japan United States Championship. It's either going to be that, there's going to be some sort of, because when he says wrestling fans around the world, hardcore wrestling fans, when I think of that, when I think of like the casual TNT viewer, they might not be like a casual TNT Dynamite viewer who just came back to the product because of Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
They might not know about the New Japan stuff that got AEW to where they're at.
Yeah.
This might be that, dude.
I mean, that would be pretty cool if you know, some of the New Japan talent who lives here in the States who can't make the trip over to Japan.
Kenta's here. Tama Tonga's here.
I don't know if Juice Robinson lives here in the States either. I don't know.
Well, I know isn't he like dating Toni Storm? I think I saw them on Instagram, but I don't know where she is.
I don't know either. So, you know, I guess if they can work out a deal,
mm-hmm.
it's entirely possible.
It would benefit. I mean, given like having watched Dominion and seeing how, you know, they do have some missing pieces right now. I mean, if, like you said, it, and who knows what the relationship is like, but given that everybody's sort of in a worse off state of affairs now,
yeah,
I mean, just anything you can do, you got to put aside your rivalries. But that would be a huge thing. Well, I mean, what else could it be? Like, what's a more likely not as cool situation?
Here's one thing too, is New Japan has, I forget what it's called, but there's a show they do here in the States with the LA Dojo students. I can't, the name escapes me. I apologize. But if they want to make that a consistent thing and something that's got a little more buzz around it during pandemic, maybe have the US title be kind of be the top prize of that particular show.
Mm-hmm.
That's just speculating. The only other thing I can really think of is I guess we can jump into this AEW preview right now.
Yeah, okay.
Relates to the Cody's opponent tonight for the TNT title.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Both himself and Tony Khan have really been pushing. I feel like they're pushing it a lot more than they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, well, here, I'll just read these tweets.
Yeah.
So the first is from Tony Khan, teasing Cody's opponent, saying, quote, tomorrow night on Dynamite, Cody Rhodes will defend the TNT Championship against one of the top independent wrestlers in the world, to which Cody responded, one of the world's top independent wrestlers, an amorphous statement, but let's do this. So I thought amorphous was an interesting choice of word.
Hmm. An amorphous state?
Amorphous statement.
Hold on, let me look at this.
There you go.
One of the world's top independent wrestlers. Oh, okay, so he's just saying that could be any number of so it could be Warhorse.
I think he's trying to say it's kind of like a nebulous, ambiguous statement. You know, that could be, it can mean anybody, essentially.
Like, I know that that's not giving you a lot, but it is what it is. It could be Zack Ryder, it could be Warhorse. I mean, well,
I think this Dynamite was shot last week, so it can't be Zack Ryder, I don't think. And I think that would be, if this ties into what Mox was talking about, that's something that actually more casual fans would probably appreciate more than hardcore fans. Potentially a former WWE guy, one who got over on the internet. So
Warhorse, you know, would be a guy that would be more followed around the world, I guess. I'm sure that Mox is not choosing his words that carefully. Like, when you say around the world, you could just mean the general world of independent wrestling. You know, it doesn't have to. He doesn't mean not in the United States. What are you talking about? So New Japan had Lions Break Collision.
Is that what
it's
it
like
is?
Like a weekly series?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What a great name.
Tom Lawler. Filthy Tom Lawler was on
that's
there.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. It might be in the comments, because I'm curious. I'm out of ideas, man. I think I shoot for the moon. I'm like, New Japan, this is an NXT talent exchange. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. Steve wants to know.
Maybe it's Cesar Bononi. He's been in the crowd. Well,
Tino was at Dark. Yeah. So NXT Invasion.
There you go.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Other things happening on AEW tonight. Jurassic Express versus Inner Circle. Diamante versus Ivelisse Velez.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Hangman Page versus the number 5 from
Dark Order.
Not from Sesame Street, from Dark Order. And then my favorite tag team, The Butcher and the Blade, taking on the Young Bucks in a Falls Count Anywhere match. That should be really good.
That should be a lot of fun.
Also, by the way, we're going to be doing a live. We're watching that live tonight.
Yeah, sure.
On the Twitch at twitch.tv/StevenLarson. Man, we ran past that 500 subs. We're deep into the 520s now, or 530, something like that.
Nice.
We had 350 people watching Impact with me last
night. That's crazy.
That was insane. I had no idea that there was that much of a demand just to watch me sit here watching Impact.
They got a lot of buzz going for them right now. It's good for Impact.
It's good stuff. Yeah, Motor City Machine Guns, new champions.
Before my chair falls all the way, let's get through this NXT preview. Dominic Dijakovic, yeah, that's right, takes on Karrion Kross.
Going to take an L.
William Regal, to make huge announcement, he kind of insinuated on Twitter that he might be stepping down.
Oh, he's tired of being there. All he has to do is get on the iPad. Shotzi Blackheart seeks retribution against Aaliyah. And Dexter Lumis goes one-on-one with Killian Dane. That should be a fun match. Dexter Lumis going to pick up another W there. Excuse me. Let us know what you guys are going to be watching tonight. Let us know what you're most excited about on this Wednesday night. Thanks
and make
for
your
watching.
Predictions about who's Cody's opponent is going to be. Do it all in the comments below. Yeah.
Yeah, do it all in the comments below. Be sure to hit that like button. Let's try to get this one up to 600 likes. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.